Let's talk a little bit about the changes that are in the new law, the SECURE Act, for those who inherit an IRA account from a now deceased account owner. Prior to the SECURE Act, you had two categories of beneficiaries. There were designated beneficiaries and non-designated beneficiaries. You can think of a non-designated beneficiary as not a living person. That might be a charity. That might be some sort of legal entity, but it is not a person who has a date of birth and a pulse. Now we have in that list of designated beneficiaries, Congress carved out in the SECURE Act two new categories. One are eligible designated beneficiaries, and the second is non-eligible designated beneficiaries. Eligible designated beneficiaries, there are five types. There is a surviving spouse. There are minor children, but not grandchildren, up to the age of majority. So that might depend on your state and whether or not the child is in college or so on. Disabled individuals and chronically ill individuals. And then finally, individuals who are not more than 10 years younger than the IRA owner. Those folks still have the ability to stretch their IRA over their life expectancy in accordance with the IRS tables. For everyone else, though, grandchildren, you know, nieces, nephews, fully adult children, they now fall into that category of non-eligible designated beneficiaries, and the stretch IRA is no longer available to them. How does it work? Is the easiest way to think about that is what was the system before and what is the system now under the SECURE Act. Previously, someone who was a non-eligible designated beneficiary under the current language would be able to inherit an IRA and use the IRS tables for the life expectancy factor and calculate their required minimum distribution, which had to be taken each year, and they would continue to get potentially decades of tax-deferred growth on that inherited IRA over their lifetime. That's almost all gone now, and what they have instead is no annual required minimum distributions, but the account must be fully emptied, i.e. distributed, by the December 31st of the 10th anniversary of the account owner's year of death. Therefore, if the account owner passes in 2021, anytime during the year, and I inherit that account, I must take the full account distribution by December 31st of 2031. Now, inside that 10-year period, while I have no minimum required distributions, I can take some, all, or none of the account value any given year. The only requirement is by that 10th anniversary and December 31st, I've got to have it taken out. And so when you're working with an IRA advisor, you want to make sure that they know and are up to date on all the implications of the SECURE Act, be able to identify who on the beneficiary designation form from the custodian is or is not an eligible designated beneficiary, and then advise you and work potentially with your CPA on what is the optimal tax distribution strategy over that 10-year period. It might be to wait all the way. It might be to take out some every year to get up to the next tax bracket, use those funds to fund your Roth IRA and so on, but it is a lot more complex than it was before Congress came in to help the day by passing the SECURE Act.